Bill Curry Ford, Tampa's first family of Ford for nearly 60 years, is just north of the stadium on Dale Mabry Highway and at BillCurryFord.com, home of the nationwide lifetime warranty on new and pre-owned vehicles. Bill Curry Ford is a proud supporter of JoeBucksFan.com.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. For the third straight season, it is presented by Hooters, and specifically the original Hooters brands in the Tampa Bay area. 11 locations throughout the Tampa Bay area to serve you throughout football season, not only as a host for your fantasy football draft, but watching pro and college football for the many months to come. Daytime, primetime, beer, wings, world-famous Hooters girls, and I'll give you some more details about our draft event that's coming up for the third straight year as part of Hooters' presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. My thanks to Hooters. And again, I cannot stress enough what a terrific spot they are. Sort of a historic spot for many, many years in hosting fantasy football drafts for leagues that have been in business for decades. And if you are just getting started or looking for a new locale for your fantasy football league draft, I highly recommend any of the 11 Hooters in the greater Tampa Bay area that fall under the original Hooters title. Go to originalhooters.com and click on Tampa Bay to find out where those 11 locations are. Now, specific to our annual podcast draft night, it is going to be Sunday, August 25th. And as I've been explaining on previous podcast, we picked that date for a couple of reasons. Let's talk about why we picked it for Hooters. Hooters obviously would love to accommodate as many of us as we want to bring. So by not doing it on a Buccaneer game day or game night, that makes the most sense to also do it on a night where they might not be traditionally busy creates more room for us. They will be looking for us. They will treat us very well. We will have a portion of the restaurant to ourselves. And that is also gone into this decision to do Sunday, August 25th, because the Buccaneers play at home on Friday, August 23rd. So we'll be 48 hours after that. And then comes in the reason that I think it's a good night for us to do it, because other than the two teams that will be playing on TV that night, so at least there's football on the screens, granted it's live, the 30 other NFL teams will have completed a minimum of 3 weeks of preseason play. And what that means, most of you already know, is that we are then drafting our fantasy teams based on how most significant players are already done playing preseason football. So it's not like you draft this running back from this team or this quarterback from that team or this wide receiver from the other team, and in a preseason game to come, they get injured, and now you have to make changes to your roster or to your lineup for week one. All that is gone. Now, yeah, worst case scenario is that one of the two teams playing live on TV have that injury, but we've minimized the damage significantly for that happening. We've taken 30 teams off the table who will only be playing one more preseason game and only playing guys who are fighting to make the roster. And that takes a lot of fantasy football superstars or potential projected starters of your team off the table. So that's the reason why I picked that night of Sunday, August 25th. And it will be an evening event. Right now, I'm just sort of saying out loud, plan to be there by 7 p.m., so we can start drafting by roughly 7:30. If you've never been a part of a Todd Wright commission fantasy football draft, they move. These fantasy football drafts that take longer than, say, an American League baseball game, there's no reason for that. If they are paced and run properly, you can get them done in under 2 hours. And that is my goal, and that is what the leagues I commission do. A couple years ago, we just had one mammoth league because we had horrible weather. The first night we did this at Hooters, and it was interesting because people were emailing saying, well, I'm assuming you're canceling because my street is flooded. And it was basically, it's like, no, don't assume that. No, I run golf tournaments too. So it's what I say goes. And just because your street is flooded and you can't get to Hooters doesn't mean we're not still doing it. So we did it. We had one big league that first year. Then last year, we had two leagues. We had my league, and then we had Ira Kaufman played fantasy football for the first time, the Sage from JoeBucksFan.com. Joe also played himself. We're hoping one or both of them are back this year, but we're going to know more in the coming weeks. And they had a league as well. My goal this year is to have three leagues. Now, there is this wild idea that I would play in all three and run around and make picks in all three leagues, like trying to play 10 games of chess at one time. I really don't want to do that because I don't think that's fair to me and the integrity of any of the three leagues. And I don't want to it's tough for me to go from one table to another table to another table and know who is already off the board. That could slow down all the leagues, and that's not fair to everybody. So I'm just planning on right now having my own league, but having as many as two other leagues in play. It'd be great if we expand by one every year. Hopefully Ira can play. Hopefully Joe from Joe Bucks Fan can play. Today I was texting back and forth with Seth from Drew Garabo Live, and Seth is going to do his best to clear his calendar to come out and play with us as I have more and more of a connection to Drew Garabo Live and 102.5 The Bone. There's already that connection there for the Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. So hopefully Seth is coming out. Look, if I can get Seth and John and Drew to come out, then maybe they will all be in one league as well. But we'll figure it all out. But the goal is to increase the membership this year of the podcast leagues. There are prizes for just the winners of the leagues at the end of the season, provided either by me in the form of my golf tournaments, in terms of playing for free in a golf tournament, or Joe from JoeBucksFan.com and or Hooters also jump in with something as needed. And if we have three leagues, we'll have three prizes. If we have two leagues, we'll have two prizes. But my goal is to have three. The location. We always draft at the Tampa location. That's the location on Hillsborough Avenue, just west of Northdale Mabry. The store fits what we want to do, and it's also why I went there for the Bay News 9 feature story that Chris Torello did on fantasy football and a little bit on this podcast and my leagues that aired throughout the weekend on Bay News 9. Hope you caught it. We filmed that at the Tampa Hooters location. So, if you can be there Sunday, August 25th at 7 p.m. and ready to draft by roughly 7:30 p.m. and you want to play with us, there is no cost. Now, you can't show up and eat and drink for free. No, you're going to pay for your food and beverage at Hooters just like all of us. But there is no cost to play in the league. You can also bring one guest. You can bring a plus one. You can bring your significant other. If you want to bring your son or daughter, if they're just starting to get into this, that's fine. We just ask that if you are the one playing in the league, you be 21 and older. And there are reasons for that. I'm not going to get into why, but we want those playing in the league to be 21 and older. But if your guest is, say, you know, your son or your daughter, and you're bringing them and they want to follow mom or dad along, and we welcome more females to join our league, again, as long as you are 21 and older, that's fine. I need an email from you if you want to play. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. You're welcome to follow me on Facebook. It's just Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Just add me on Facebook. Request me on Facebook. Or follow me on Instagram, ToddWright2019. That's fine. There was a gentleman over the weekend who said, hey, if you got room, put me in the fantasy league. I said, well, they're building now. You have to send the email. You still have to do that. I believe he did. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Just because you send the email doesn't mean you show up that night. You have to get an invite from me, which will be forthcoming. We'll probably start sending out invites for the draft, I would imagine, 2 weeks out. You know, roughly August 11th, I'll start sending out actual invites to people who emailed requesting to play in these leagues. We cannot accommodate everybody, so there is still a selection process, and there's some vetting, etc. I need a full name. I would appreciate a phone number on your email in case I have any questions for you. And again, be 21 and older. And again, you can bring one guest to the draft. One. Not more than one. Because if we get three leagues and everybody brings a guest, now Hooters is going to love us. But at that point, we're occupying a pretty significant chunk of the restaurant that night. So maximum bring one guest. I believe it was Greg, I'm just remembering the name Greg, came all the way from Ocala last year. Greg, I hope you come back. And he brought his dad. And they had a great time, and it was fun meeting Greg and his dad. I brought up this example before. And you can come from as far away from Ocala, Orlando, Lakewood Ranch, Bradenton, Fort Myers. For those of you that listen to my podcast, beyond the greater Tampa Bay area. No, look, that's part of the Hooter sponsorship, is we're trying to get as many people in the restaurant as we can. There have been requests in recent years, hey, can you come to New Jersey and do one of these? Can you come to Nevada and do one of these? I haven't figured out how to do that yet. Now, if a big enough sponsor comes along and they want to spend enough money and fly me out, then in future years, we can do this. Now, the information we talk about in terms of fantasy football info applies worldwide. But in terms of getting people together for a league, Hooters still wants people in the restaurant. So you cannot call in. You cannot Skype in. We're not doing online drafts. None of that. You must be present to draft Sunday, August 25th at the Hooters on Hillsborough Avenue, just west of Northdale Mabry. Email ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Full name. Phone number if you can, and be 21 and older, saying you'd like to play. And then if you get an invite back starting on August 11th, then be prepared to draft with us on August the 25th. All right? So again, thanks to Hooters for their presenting sponsorship. Third year in a row of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Shout out to Tony, played in my league last year. Tony is, I've known Tony for managing the Tampa location, the Clearwater Beach location, the Clearwater location, the 4th Street North St. Pete location, where we did an opening night event last year, and now Tony is managing down at the John's Pass location. At some point, Tony's going to be at all of them, which will make it easy for me to just rattle them all off. Because he's been, I've known him at 5 of the 11 current original Hooters locations. So Tony's coming back. I was just talking to him via text about all this. I'm going to go out to the John's Pass location and say hi to Tony and talk fantasy football with him at some point here in the next couple of months. Been in touch with Bobby Pena, and Ty and Camilla, who hopefully will be waiting on us at the Tampa location on August 25th. My thanks to Original Hooters. Visit originalhooters.com for all the locations in the Tampa Bay area. Of course, if you are outside the Tampa Bay area, I still highly recommend the Hooters brand for your fantasy football draft as we get closer and closer to opening day. So, that said, here's one more thing I want to feature in this particular podcast as we talk about you setting up your leagues for the season. One of the things that I have done in recent years in my leagues, and it sounds like an episode of the Bing Bang Theory, but I call it the Matt Prater Correction. And this goes back a couple of years to my personal league, the Foundation, where the great Dave Wirth, and someone questioned how great Dave Wirth was recently on my Facebook page when we did TV together. That person is no longer following me on Facebook. All right? Don't mess with my friends. Just don't. And if you don't like that I'm somewhat sarcastic when building up my friends, especially ones who have been sports director of a CBS affiliate in Tampa Bay for 31 freaking years, you can go away. And they are now gone. I've always got the back of my friends, and if you don't, then you're not a part of my life or a part of my social media. I hope you all respect that. So Dave and I were doing TV together, back a few years ago. I was playing Dave, and I had him whipped. And the only reason why Dave beat me in a fantasy game was because of Matt Prater. Well, good for Dave, good for Matt Prater. I went back, it was a stinging loss, like a week 8, week 9, week 10-ish loss, and I went back and I looked at what Matt Prater had done in that particular game. And Matt Prater had hit, I think, 5 field goals, and all of them were from 40 yards or more in length. Matt Prater also had a miss from, I don't know, 28 in that game, something weird like that, and the Lions lost the game. So I kept saying to myself, why should Matt Prater have this much of an impact on a fantasy game if he didn't even win his own game? And more, I feel very strongly about this. Fantasy football should, the players on the field in fantasy football should have the same impact on a fantasy football game that they have on a real game. It is why I have argued against PPR, and I don't commission PPR leagues. PPR to me was fine before the turn of the century, but in 2019, you need not reward Christian McCaffrey for a point on a reception where he gains 0 to 5 yards. No. If you set up your league right with yardage bonuses and use fractions, which you should, then McCaffrey, by making that reception, has the same impact on the Carolina Panthers as he would on your fantasy team. You do not need to give him a bonus point. The PPR being outdated is something that I feel so strongly about. But the Matt Prater correction is something I also feel strongly about. So I advise you highly to consider this in your fantasy league. The base in either PPR or standard scoring for kickers is the following. Any field goal made of 39 yards or less is worth 3 points. Any extra point made is worth 1. Any field goal made from 40 to 49 is worth 4. And any field goal made from 50 or more is worth 5. I would say over 90% of fantasy football leagues use that system for kickers. It is flawed, in my opinion. So a couple years ago, here was my Matt Prater correction. Kickers should not outright win or lose you a fantasy game, unless it comes down to them being the last player you have going to make a kick to win or lose you a game, much like they do in actual football. So I wanted to curb the scoring on kickers. There is no 4-point field goal in the NFL. There is no 5-point field goal in the NFL. I took that out. Now, I thought to myself, well, I understand why it's in there, because it's a longer field goal, and I get that there's a reward for the kicker making the longer field goal. So how can I still pass on that reward to a fantasy owner? Here's how I did it. In my leagues, if a kicker misses any kick, field goal from 40 or longer, there is no penalty. However, much as missing kicks is a big deal in the NFL, I think there should be negatives in fantasy football. And you can easily click on these in your league and add them. So, yes, my leagues have negatives for missed kicks. Here's how that works. You miss an extra point, it's minus one. So basically, every time your kicker kicks an extra point, it's a 2-point play. They're either going to earn you a point or they're going to lose you a point. So it's a 2-point swing. On field goals, from 39 and in, they lose 1 point, not three. 1 point for a missed field goal from 39 and in. I think we all agree those should be made. From 40 and beyond, since standard fantasy scoring gives bonus points for field goals made from beyond 40 and beyond 50, of course, I remove the penalty for a miss. I think that's the way to go. I've stood by the Matt Prater correction for 3 years now, and I highly, highly recommend you do the same when setting up your leagues. This curbs kicker scoring. It will force your kickers to be more accurate. They will be penalized when they are not accurate from 39 and in or on missed extra points, and no longer will kickers be earning 20 points by these 40 and 50 yard games, especially, you know, guys like, look, it doesn't devalue Justin Tucker. It doesn't devalue Greg Zuerlein or the better kickers in the NFL. You're still wanting to get a kicker who makes a significant percentage of his kicks and can also make those kicks from beyond 40 and 50. We're just curbing the scoring, so it's not the single reason why you win or lose each week, because a kicker in the NFL shouldn't be the single reason why his team loses or not, unless it comes down to that one kick, which in some cases it might if your kicker is kicking in a Sunday night game or in a Monday night game. That's fine. But let's take these multiple 40-yard makes and multiple 50-yard makes. There is no such thing as a 4-point field goal or a 5-point field goal. Let's eliminate them. So again, here's how I highly recommend you set up what I call modern fantasy football scoring for kickers. Every field goal they make is worth three, regardless of the yardage. A 19-yard field goal is worth 3 points. A 65-yard field goal is worth 3 points. Where the incentive is for those kickers kicking the long field goals is they're no longer penalized for missing. But you employ the 1-point penalty on any missed field goal from inside of 39. I think you see why this is sensible. Where it in fantasy football, instead of giving a bonus for the kicks beyond 40, add the penalty, but the penalty only applies to kicks from 39 and in. And make sure you add the penalty for the missed extra point. That's become a bigger and bigger deal since the NFL moved the extra point to a 33-yard kick. All right, so every extra point worth one if you make it, minus one if you miss it. Every field goal is worth 3 points regardless of length, but only the field goals from 39 and in are minus one if they are missed. So you got to click on three boxes there. The field goals under 19 yards and less, the field goals 20 to 29, and the field goals 30 to 39, all minus one if they are missed. No penalty from 40 to 49, 50 to 59, and beyond. Trust me, if you set up your kicker scoring that way, you are less likely to win or lose a game just because a kicker goes off. And basically, every time you look up on Red Zone or on a game and you see your kicker kicking, if he's kicking a field goal, you're like, this is 3 points for me. I think it's very sensible to do. And because the penalty is only in play for 39 and in, we're using the same threshold that what I call outdated kicker scoring uses. We're just making it the penalty rather than extra points. That's a bad term. You know, the 4 or 5 point field goal from beyond 40. So that's what I wanted to emphasize in this podcast, how I modified kicker scoring, and I call it the Matt Prater correction. It will allow your fantasy lineup, your quarterbacks, your running backs, your wide receivers, almost more often to dictate whether you win or lose in a fantasy week. And if it comes down to one kick, that's fine, but you're not going to just get blindsided by some kicker on a bad team who gets 4, 5, or 6 shots from 40 yards and out in a particular week and is running up numbers as if he's Ezekiel Elliott or Pat Mahomes. That should not happen. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters, and specifically Original Hooters. With 11 locations in the Tampa Bay area, visit originalhooters.com to find the one closest to you. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and we'll talk to you next time.